Hello and welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit and Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor. If you're just joining us, we've been continuing our discussion on stress and its impact on our health. We know that 75% of Canadian adults are living with at least one source of excessive stress on a daily basis. Before the break, we talked about our immune system and how we can help to support it with vitamin C, medicinal mushrooms, and Siberian ginseng. So let's talk about our next big issue, and that's weight management.
So again, chronic stress is becoming an epidemic in today's society, where we seem to keep packing more obligations into our ever-expanding schedules. And we're seeing through the research the havoc that this can have on our body. Now, when it comes to stress and our body weight, we can see a few different things happening. We often see that the immediate response to acute stress can be a temporary loss of appetite. More and more, we are coming to recognize that for some people, chronic stress can be tied to an increase in appetite and stress-induced weight gain.
Well, that makes sense. We're busy, we're stressed out, we're exhausted. It's hard enough to eat a healthy diet when we're feeling well, and then to add on the stress and exhaustion makes it even more difficult to control our diet. So we hear a lot about the obesity epidemic and how it's affected North Americans.
That's right. Obesity has become one of the leading public health concerns in Canada. We now know that within the past 30 years, the prevalence of obesity has doubled among those ages 40 to 69 and tripled among those ages 20 to 39. And we know from our show on heart health that excess weight and extra body fat around your waist can lead to high blood pressure, unhealthy cholesterol levels, and type 2 diabetes, all of which increase your risk of heart disease and stroke.
So it is the excessive body fat around the waist that is the issue, is that correct?
Yes, it is the fat around the middle, or what we call visceral fat, which surrounds our internal organs that can cause the majority of issues. And what research tells us is that high levels of cortisol, again, that stress hormone that we've been talking about, actually leads to increased storage of fat around the abdomen. The high cortisol levels also increase the loss of muscle mass and can increase our insulin levels as well. So it's this rise in insulin levels that can drive weight gain and potentially lead to insulin resistance and diabetes down the road.
So not only can stress lead to cravings for refined sugars, carbohydrates, and caffeine, which can all affect our weight, but also the high cortisol levels, which makes these food choices even harder on our bodies and essentially more difficult for us to maintain a healthy weight.
And another interesting fact is that scientists have discovered that fat cells actually have special receptors on them for cortisol. And there are more of these receptors in our abdominal fat cells than anywhere else in our bodies.
So what are some steps that we can take to tackle this issue?
Well, you'd be surprised that the right diet can do wonders to reduce stress's impact. When you eat whole, real foods, you restore balance to your insulin, cortisol, and other hormones in the body. Working to eliminate things like caffeine and alcohol will prevent further drain on your adrenals. Reducing refined sugars and eating regularly can help you avoid the short-term stress of starvation on your body. By replacing these foods with clean protein, healthy fats, leafy green vegetables, berries, and whole grains, it will help to control these hormones and your metabolism.
So when we eat the right foods, we can balance our blood sugar, restore hormonal balance, and reduce stress's damaging impact. Supplements like green tea are helpful for weight loss and something that you recommend.
Yes, green tea, which is made from the leaves of a special plant native to Asia called Camellia sinensis, has been used for thousands of years in many different cultures, and it's gotten extremely popular because of its major health benefits.
So what exactly does green tea do for us?
Well, green tea is considered to be an antioxidant, and it has been suggested to play an important role in cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other diseases. Some studies have found that green tea extract, which is essentially a concentrated form of the active ingredients of green tea, can be useful for obesity management as well.
Now, we get some of the active ingredients from drinking tea itself, but in order to get the most concentrated dose, supplements can be helpful. Now, what are we looking for when it comes to green tea supplements?
So you're looking for an ingredient called EGCG. EGCG is the active ingredient in green tea that has been shown to be helpful for weight loss. It's the EGCG that has been shown to increase thermogenesis, which is the generation of body heat that occurs as a result of normal digestion and metabolism.
So the green tea extract is essentially helping us burn more calories. Now, we just can't take a few EGCG pills and completely neglect our diet and exercise. It's important to have a healthy lifestyle in addition to some of the added support. Now, another herb we want to talk about today is ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha is another one of those adaptogenic herbs that we've been talking about a lot during this show. So this herb is actually more calming than stimulating. So it works best for the beginning stages of stress, where people are more likely to feel tired but wired or anxious.
So ashwagandha is more useful before we get to the adrenal exhaustion stage. What kind of things is ashwagandha doing for our bodies?
So like I mentioned, it's known as an adaptogen. So it's having a positive effect on our adrenal glands and helping our bodies adapt to stress, which is its main mechanism of action. It's also an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and immunomodulating. So because of its calming effects, it's considered to be a gentle sedative, and it can also be used for insomnia.
So for those people who stress keep them worrying and keeps them awake at night, ashwagandha can be helpful. So is this herb having an effect on weight loss at all?
Well, this herb is more useful for balancing our stress response, which will in turn have a positive effect on our weight, but it doesn't directly affect how our body manages calories or fat.
So to summarize, weight gain is another symptom of prolonged stress. So green tea can help burn calories, and ashwagandha can have a relaxing and sedative effect on the body, thereby possibly preventing the weight from even being added, along with its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. Another area of concern is teenage stress. When we look back at the StatsCan report that most days were somewhat stressful for Canadians 15 years and older. So to think that 15 years old are reported as already beginning to experience stress.
It is sad to think that this stress is starting at age 15. The American Psychology Association conducted a survey in 2013 that showed that the biggest stressor for teenagers was school, and second to that was college and future career choices. When we add to that the common stressors of a need to fit in, relationships, family, and the stress of being overcommitted with school, sports club, and so on, we can see how this stress can build up for teenagers.
And in addition to all that, the hormonal changes that are naturally occurring around this time for teens, I'm sure is only adding to the mix. What kind of ways are we seeing this stress affecting teenage bodies?
Well, some of the common things I'm seeing with my teenager patients are headaches, fatigue, sleep issues, digestive issues, and general aches and pains. We're seeing the stress affect their mood with anxiety, restlessness, anger, and even sadness, all of which can potentially lead to over or under eating, substance abuse with tobacco, drugs, and alcohol, which can be even more detrimental to teenagers because of their growing bodies and growing brains.
So teenagers need a little extra support to manage some of these stresses. There are multivitamins formulated for teens and are gender-specific for additional support, along with any of the previously mentioned supplements. Also, teens can lack the life experience to look past the problem and can often get stuck in the moment. Adults can perceive teen stress as temporary or having an easy solution, but to the teen, it can be a major concern. So teens and adults alike, we can find ourselves in a rut or feeling trapped in a routine. So let's not mistake the edge of the rut for the horizon. There are tools that can help us to get out of the rut.
Tools like ensuring proper sleep, relaxation techniques, improving the quality of your food, exercise, and making time for fun, along with some of the supplements and herbs we've talked about, can all be just as useful for not only adults, but our teenagers as well.
So treat these techniques like tools in a toolbox. Identify your stressor. Am I getting enough sleep? I should pull that tool out of the box today, and maybe instead of going to bed at midnight, go to bed at 10:30 for the next few nights. Do I have enough downtime? Do I need to add more relaxation into my day? Have I been eating fast food too often? Maybe I should use the tool of improving my diet and eating at home for the next few nights, and so on and so on.
So stress is very individual. What is a minor issue to one may be a major issue to another. And again, stress is considered to be the number one universal health factor contributing to major disease. So it's an important topic to talk about.
Stress has surpassed the common cold as the most common health problem in North America. And it's not uncommon for a serious illness to follow a major stress. Stress is affecting us in more ways than we realize. Find what works for you and apply it to your life. As always, the supplements and herbs we discuss can be found at The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, for contact information, store hours, brands we carry, and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health, and also our new radio show page. If you want to re-listen to this presentation or previous shows, you can go to our website and click on radio show. And again, that's thehealthyhabitchatham.com.
And if you have any questions about anything we talked about on the show today or about naturopathic medicine in general, don't hesitate to contact me. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor at Chatham Kent Integrative Health. The clinic's located at 55 Forest Street, which is the former McHugh Public School in Chatham. The telephone number there is 519-351-5858. And also please visit my website, chathamnaturopath.ca, for even more valuable information, blog posts, and events happening around the clinic. There's lots of exciting changes happening in the next few months, so be sure to keep up to date by joining our mailing list, which you can access through my website as well. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on April 11th at 7:30 a.m. for our discussion on what you can do to prevent and manage seasonal allergies.
So you've been listening to Insights for Health, where we help you to help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong, to your fullest potential, one step at a time.